96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Despite speculation, the St. Francis Solanas Mission Church and School in Reserve says it won't close, but it could be several years away from it. Pastor David Neuschwander says it's a couple years away from running out of funding under its current model. At the parish hall on Tuesday, where other days host bingo, Neuschwander ran through the school's budget. The room was filled with around 100 parish members.
The school is not in debt. There are funds for the school at the current rate. If we did not change anything of how we did things, in a little bit over 2 years or so, those funds would not be here anymore, but there wouldn't be enough to run the school.
Neuschwander says that past financial records were unclear, and last year was the first time the parish took a detailed look at the school's finances. Now, he's hoping to raise awareness. St. Francis Solanas School was established 140 years ago in 1885. It's a part of the Hayward cluster of parishes. On Tuesday, members expressed a desire for clarity on how those funds relate to the wider Hayward cluster and requested an audit of the cluster's central office. Another concern involved two nuns who have served the parish for about 60 years and whether or not they would stay at St. Francis Solanas. According to an announcement from the Catholic Diocese of Superior, the school sisters of St. Francis in Milwaukee had considered calling the nuns back to their headquarters. Bishop James Powers, 11th bishop of the Diocese of Superior, announced at the meeting that the Milwaukee Order decided they would remain at St. Francis Solanas for now. The St. Francis Solanas Mission Church and school say they plan to have more meetings soon, but no dates have been set. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have announced over $1 billion in funding to expand high-speed internet access across the state. The federal government approved the state's final proposal for the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program that will unlock over $1 billion in federal investments through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The proposal aims to expand high-speed internet access to over 175,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses. Expanding internet access has been a major focus for the Evers administration, with over $345 million allocated to broadband expansion projects in the state since 2019. Governor Evers says access to high-speed internet is a necessity in today's world. With the approval of the funding, infrastructure work on building the broadband network is expected to begin next year, following state environmental reviews and final engineering work on the projects. The Better Business Bureau Students of Integrity Scholarship Program is now accepting applications from Wisconsin high school seniors. To be eligible for this award, the applicant must be a high school senior, a Wisconsin state resident, have a 3.0 GPA, or show consistent GPA improvement over time, and plan to attend a 2 or 4 year Wisconsin-based accredited higher education institution in the fall of 2026. Each student that applies is asked to produce an essay that describes a unique situation where the student's moral convictions and personal ethics were challenged, and how the student made the decision despite possible consequences. Applicants must also submit 2 letters of recommendation from an advisor or community member. Community involvement, volunteer activities, awards, and honors are all considered by a panel of judges. Completed applications are due Friday, January 30th by 4 p.m. The Le Coudray Food Shelf has updated their business hours. The food shelf will now be open Tuesdays and Thursdays and the first Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The food shelf is located at the former Elder Center in Reserve and is open to all tribal members with their tribal ID. The Sawyer County Senior Resource Center is looking for bakers to donate baked goods for their holiday bake sale fundraiser. The bake sale will be held on Saturday, December 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or until all items are sold. All baked goods are welcome, including cookies, bars, and more. The Resource Center asks that donations are marked if they contain nuts or if they were baked in a kitchen containing nuts. Donations can be dropped off on Friday the 12th after 1 p.m. or on Saturday at 8 a.m. All proceeds from the bake sale will go towards funding the Meals on Wheels program throughout the county. The FDA is recalling 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese. The manufacturer, Great Lakes Cheese Company in Ohio, had first said in October that metal fragments may be in the packages. The FDA has now elevated it to a Class 2 recall, which is where the product can cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences. The cheese was sold in 31 states, including Wisconsin and Puerto Rico, and at stores like Target, Walmart, and Aldi. Great Lakes Cheese Company makes cheese under a variety of labels, including Great Value, Good and Gather, and many more. You'll want to check the FDA's website for the full list of recalled cheese. If you have any of the recalled cheese, throw it away or bring it back to the store for a refund. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some light snow on the way today. We could get an inch or two, maybe even a little more in a few spots, with a high near 25 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to around 3 above tomorrow. Partly sunny, 15, with more light snow on the way this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.